I find it extremely kinky, getting dolled up, pampered and prepped, only to get fucked and mercilessly used afterwards. There's such a dichotomy between that pristine, flawless look, set against that raw, dishevelled, unkempt state I'm in, only achieved after a fucking. Quite literally, I would spend hours applying makeup, setting my hair, only to get railed from behind, hair pulled from doggy style. Just recently, I was traveling to a new city, and on the day of my fuck date, I found this spa and salon near the hotel. I don't really do this often, but I figured I would indulge and splurge. A relaxing massage, a full body scrub and wrap. Again, the contrasting images of a tranquil, peaceful preparation against the raw, animalistic fucking that awaited me later that night. At the salon, everybody was super nice and chatty, so after the customary chit-chat and, "Oh, why are you in town?" one of the women asked what the special occasion was for. "Why the blowout and makeup?" Now, I could have lied and said that I had a wedding to go to or something like that, but I don't know, I was feeling a bit daring, and I figured I wouldn't see them ever again. So I confessed that I was meeting a guy for a date, and was going to get my brains fucked out. Juicy gossip at the salon is always fun, and my time there was no exception. So after clarifying a few things, yes, I'm married, yes, this is okay with my husband, etc., the women there were more curious than chatty. It was fun being the center of attention in an otherwise empty salon. There were judgmental stares, some comments, but I was more focused on looking at my best. In hindsight, I felt like the makeup woman applied extra makeup for that nighttime date night look. But in reality, I looked like some porn star or something. Again, it doesn't really matter when you're being pushed up against a wall, fucked from behind. And as I paid my bill, I realized that I paid a considerable amount of money to be pampered and made up to be a fuck doll. You see, I'm a girly girl, so I love dressing up, especially in girly lingerie and high heels. So back at the hotel, I got ready for my date, carefully slipping on a pair of thigh highs and stockings. Attached to them is my suspender belt, a garter belt, something for the guy to hold on to, you know, as he's fucking me from behind. Over that, a skimpy thong. Really, I'm only wearing it with the hopes of it being taken off of me in public. And my high heels for the evening. You can always tell how I am by looking at my heels. Flats? Practical, pragmatic, I need to run some errands. Mid-heels? A bit fun, open to things. High heels? Kinky, adventurous, loud. Sky-high heels? Which mine were that night? Screams, slut. She's wearing them for a reason. I want the attention. I'm down to fuck and advertising as such. I'm the type who leaves them on while fucking. So I zip up my short skimpy dress over my slut outfit, and I'm good to go. The dress is barely long enough to cover my stocking tops. A little tease. A flirty slutty peek to preview the night. And true to form, the night ended up being exactly what I would hope it to be. All that work, that energy, that time, that effort was put to good use. My makeup was ruined from his cum. My hair disheveled from being pulled. My tranquil massage nullified from the violent pounding. Stockings torn from impatience. Heels high in the air on his shoulders. That night, I lived up to all the expectations everybody had of me, from those catty women at the salon to the thirsty women at the bar, to my own aspirations for myself.